This episode of the Jerry Jonestown Massacre is brought to you by Amazon, Stamps.com, See's Candies, Rouge Designs, and Plastic Object.
Yeah. This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
For I am a sinner in the hands of an angry God. Bloody Mary, full of vodka, blessed are you among cocktails. Pray for me now, and at the hour of my death, which I hope is soon. Amen.
After I'm gone, your Earth will be free to live out its miserable span of existence. It's one of my satellites. And that's how it's going to be.
Number 85 for Tuesday, February 24th, 2015, and the year of the Sheep Goat Man.
It's you take your pick. It depends on your translation.
Of what you want to be.
And we've decided to be sheep.
We're sheep tonight because we don't have Seth.
When we have Seth,
it's
sheep.
Goats.
But we're goats.
We're goats.
Not Seth is here.
His handle is Goat Stroker something, right?
Yeah, just straight up Goat Stroker.
By the way, hi, Seth. We know you're listening.
Yes.
He's creeping.
So Seth isn't with us tonight. As you know,
he died.
Our local friends know, this has been ice apocalypse around here. And everybody panics because...
Much to do about nothing.
It gets cold. Precipitation freezes when it hits the ground. And everybody panics. And that's what's happened. And it's screwed up Seth. It's screwed up the band we were going to have in tonight. Mountain of Smoke was going to come in.
I bought an AK.
You did, really?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the ice and the snow, you bought an AK?
Yep, from Tuco.
Okay, next.
You know why? It was probably the White Walkers.
Could be.
That's Did why you I buy bought, it for the White Walker bought, defense?
That's why I bought that.
Okay. I knew it.
And so, these are my killing gloves.
Right.
So we're rescheduling Mountain of Smoke. And sitting in the not Seth chair tonight is...
Eric Garcia.
No, he's in the not wheelchair.
Oh. Henry Archer the...
And then in the not wheelchair... Coming in last minute, out of the blue, out of nowhere, is...
I was on my way home, so I said, what the hell?
You just swung by here?
Yeah.
Because the ice didn't keep you from our house?
The distance from your house to my house, I couldn't make it home. So,
see, I didn't make a pit stop.
See, it is a little further north, and the ice does get worse.
It's been a while.
The streets are completely clear now.
That ice line has made it its way down.
The streets are completely clear for right now. And then we're due, what, another 2 to 6 inches tonight?
Is it tonight or in the
That's
morning?
That's what she said.
Starts at 11.
Tonight? Guess I'll rage again, because guess what I did on Sunday night into Monday morning?
Played Destiny?
Yeah.
That's what I'm about to do when I get home.
Hey, can we play Russian roulette with your new AK?
We could.
He's not allowed to.
Can I go first? Anyway.
How would you do that?
You wouldn't. There's nothing to spin.
Sir, are you allowed to own an AK?
I just want to go first.
No.
Exactly.
I don't think I'm allowed to own any arms.
You're not, because I'm not either.
But you already have two on you right now.
What if you already have them? What are you supposed to do?
I do already have some.
They're attached to my torso.
And what do you do with those?
I guess you're supposed to turn them in.
Yeah, right.
To have them melted down.
Really? You know,
was it Compton that did that?
I think they sell them at auction to help support homeless. Seriously.
Well, I look like I'm homeless. So
what's the
just
deal?
Just buy it back.
So let's get to the point. What's the deal with Jews?
Dear.
What?
God.
Juice or Jews?
Strike one.
Juice. Pineapple juice. Apple juice.
How many strikes are you giving him until you cut it off?
I don't even know if he's going to get a full three. That was strike one.
He just comes right in here and stops us down.
Just bam.
With
orange juice.
Jews. With what? I'm talking about juice, man. Why are you going to bring religious juice into it? Religions.
So let's
religious
talk about that.
Religions.
Let's talk about that track we just had opening us up. Do you know what it was?
It was ISD, sir.
It sure was.
And it was not the way I remember it sounding. It
sounded really good. Mm-hmm. These are some of the tracks that James sent over to us, some of the remastered ISD tracks.
Good gosh.
Is that for Independent School District?
Yes.
That's fantastic. What?
No.
Oh.
You know, it's cool because they could Gross. Have fan they could have fan clubs all over the state. Like FISD, that would be Flower Mound ISD, and then
BISD,
KISD, that's the Keller sect of the ISD Bird fan Bowl. Club. So you could tell everyone that your fan club is all over the country. You could do this.
That's true.
It's International Spark Dome, sir. That's what it stands for. Not Independent School District. No, you're not from here. That band was before you moved down here.
It's true. Please, cut me some slack.
But they're playing very on big. March 14th.
Are they? I'll go. I would love to go.
It was very big in Dustin and I's life. And yes. Probably Eric. Eric probably listened to them too. Some. Yep.
So, I would like to talk to you about that week, because 35 Denton's that weekend, and then the following weekend is South by Southwest. Are you making plans to go to South by Southwest?
I am not. Are you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'll go with you.
We go every year.
The JJTM is making an appearance.
I didn't get an invitation.
Like, there needs to be an invitation. Would you like for me to type you one up and mail it to you?
Handwritten.
With a wax seal?
In pencil. Delivered by a dragon.
Man, that'd be awesome to start inviting people out to outings that way.
With a wax seal?
With a wax seal and letter.
Dragon
delivery. Rather than just a Facebook invite.
If we had Will still with us, we could have him hand deliver them.
Why don't we hire him for that?
Because if we hired him, we'd have to pay him.
Yeah.
Brittany wants to do it. She'll just take him. Oh.
Yeah. I think we should start it. A new trend. The kids today, they be waxing.
I just want to throw footballs at him.
We need a ring for the seal, for the wax seal.
Yeah, we got to get one made.
We got to get rings.
You need the Reebok gloves.
Hands together. So, Matt, what did you do this weekend?
Well, it was relatively slow weekend for me. I did some missionary work on Friday.
How'd that go?
It went well.
Did you wash cars?
No. I'm sorry. I did it on Saturday. And then till about 3 o'clock, no, I did not wash cars.
What'd you do?
It was missionary work at a vintage store, so I was ganking stuff the whole time.
Good stuff? Was there cool stuff there?
There was some cool stuff. There was an old school Bible, like, it was like that thick that looked like it came straight from a church. And I was like, man, you can't steal that, dude. Who steals a Bible? But it was tight. It was like red. It had this red felt look to it.
Why didn't you steal it? You can't steal the word of God.
And you are working for the Pope, so.
Yeah. And it was a conflict of interest, Richard. It just wouldn't have felt right. It'd have been like banging my sister.
I respect that.
Or banging your sister.
Dude, I bang my sister all the time.
What's that dude's name?
This is my sister, by the way.
So
I knew there was some sort of relevance.
That's all I did on Saturday. Then we had the kids. Then Brittany decided to take Michaela to her parents' house just in case stuff got bad and she didn't want to drive all the way over there to drop her off in the morning. For Ice Mageddon. So she comes back and we decided to rage. And rage we did. Heavily.
Playing like, Destiny.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry if I text you after 4 o'clock in the morning, or if I called, hung up.
Was this on Saturday night or Sunday night?
No, this was Sunday night when it came in.
Oh, okay.
We decided to go nuts, and we did.
Did y'all reenact scenes from 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah.
About 6 o'clock in the morning. Did you videotape it at all? Can I watch?
That happened about 6 till 9.
In the morning.
Yeah.
Or at night.
Yeah. That's when we finally decided we had enough time to stop drinking and to have sexual intercourse.
Did you go outside and have it in the sleet?
We might have.
You should have remembered that. That'd have been fun.
Was there fellatio?
I text one of my friends. I look back. He texted me at 6:30 in the morning. I was like, why is this dude texting me at 6:30 in the morning? I sent him a text at 4:35 asking him if his friend was a dentist.
Why?
I don't know.
I didn't get anything weird.
I think I probably did text you a few times that night.
I don't think so. I didn't see anything.
The media party thing? That was the beginning of it.
Oh, yeah. That I didn't understand.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's happening on Thursday because of the delay and everything, but they want us to come
out.
That
was going to be this Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And they want us to come out and do cool stuff, and maybe, I told them maybe we could test a remote, but
yeah.
Why are we dry? This makes me nervous. Makes me think everyone's staring at me.
Because we don't have Seth here, and everybody is staring at you. You're telling a story.
Well, that's it, folks.
We should have come out Saturday night to Lola's.
Why?
Burning Hotels played, and it was
You know how
amazing.
I feel about that band.
What?
Meh.
Well, you need to see them live to change.
I don't know if I
and
think
then
I've seen
I guess
I saw them at
them coming in here in a couple weeks is going to be bad then too.
No, I'll be cool. I thought we saw them at the awards, the Observer Awards. Was that not a good dose of them?
No,
that was a short clip. Oh.
No, that was not a good dose at all. And they weren't even rocking out. They had to play with the
those are trees, right?
Cannabinoids.
Yeah, it was a trees. Wasn't it?
Oh yeah, no, the cannabinoids. It was at House of Blues.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Remember we did the step and repeat and got all cheeseball-y and
oh yeah, that was
fun. What that their award was a bottle of Fireball.
Yeah. The bad mistake.
Yep,
they didn't realize how powerful Fireball was at that time. That was when Fireball first started getting popular.
It did. That was when it first started.
It's just whiskey. No one's going to drink it.
Yeah. It's like, oh, here's this new brand, Fireball.
Every single one of your pitchers or people fingering and whacking and doing all kinds of crazy gang size.
Aren't there pictures of you with the guys from Warlock?
Probably.
It's on my Facebook.
Somewhere.
It's on my business page, I think.
Remember y'all drug Jesse out there? He's directing people and stuff.
Just because we didn't want to do it.
Yes. Yeah. So wrong,
Jesse,
but so right.
It was. Oh, Jesse's single again. Did you hear?
Yes.
Can we talk about that? Whoa. Right.
I don't know, but we told. Didn't I tell you about this?
Yeah. Well, I heard
that
whole
I screwed
story
up?
From you. You started to tell me, but you never got into it. These really make me feel powerful.
No one really cares.
You started
about
to tell
story
me
about Jesse right now.
Are you talking about Jesse?
I heard the
drummer Engel.
Yes. Yeah, but I heard the whole story from Mandy at Fred's a few days ago.
Yeah. No one cares about that on here, do they?
Hi, Jesse.
No.
Actually, you know, out of everybody on Facebook, I like his posts the most.
Why? Because they're all...
Out of all of Facebook?
Out of all of Facebook, I find that, like...
He's pretty wacky.
70% of the things I like are his.
He does good Facebook posts.
I don't know where he finds the shit he posts, but then he posts it, and I'm like, wait, that's pretty fucking good.
He has cool videos and pictures and stuff that he does. Like, his personal quotes and stuff are stupid.
Yeah, they're pretty gay.
But his stuff that he finds is pretty cool.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I agree.
I wanted to talk about this guy I saw at Lola's before we get further away from that night. Because, A, the Burning Hotels, it was nut to butt in there.
Saturday night.
Packed out. They did a great show on their home turf. It was really cool. But there was a lot of... wannabe Fort Worth hipster douchebaggery in there?
Explain this.
Wait a second. I wasn't even there, dude.
Yeah.
I know.
Like, come on.
Wannabag hipster.
Wannabe.
Douchebaggery.
Douchebaggery hipster. Fort Worth hipster.
Fort Worth.
Rewind the tape. Let's see how I said that.
TCU kids?
No.
Yeah,
I don't TCU know if this kids. Kid was. This kid's in there. Okay. He's got blue jeans on, white t-shirt, sport coat.
Okay.
And
I see no problem with this yet.
Was it a members only jacket?
Brooklyn Nets hat.
Oh, we got a problem.
Gold chain.
We got a problem.
Italian gold chain.
Brooklyn Nets?
Yeah.
That's the jump on the wagon team of the NBA.
So I'm standing at the bar waiting for a drink, and he just shoves his way up there and takes over and is like, hey, I need a drink. Starts yelling at the bartender.
You punched
him. At Lola's?
At Lola's. Woo.
Wow.
So I'm like, oh, God. You know, I'm just sitting there, and I just sit there and watch him. And he goes, hey, y'all got any dark beers here? And
who just farted?
Bartender goes, yeah.
Oh, that was the
chair.
Chair.
He goes, yeah, we got, you know, we got some Shiner. We got vanilla porter from Breckenridge, blah, blah, blah. He's going through a list.
He made more of an ass of himself, didn't he?
Right, so after then, that. After seeing the Brooklyn hat, he goes, we got some Brooklyn lager. Would you like to have some of it? He goes, man, I've never had any of that. The douchebag guy does. Can I sample it? Bartender goes down and gets a little sample in the cup. And he comes down, gives him the sample. And the douchebag kid puts it in his mouth, swishes it around 3 or 4 times.
I hate that shit. I was just talking about that.
Then he sits
you
there.
You don't do that with beer, do you?
No.
That's a wine thing.
That's a wine
he
thing.
He sits there and he does the...
It
he
foams
does,
up.
Yeah.
Like it almost comes out of your nose if you do that.
He does the weird, like, look off into space like he's thinking about how it tastes. And then he slings his head straight back and drinks it real quick.
Like he just popped pills or something?
Okay. This whole process takes a good 20, 25, 30 seconds, you know?
His first his first sip of beer.
Yeah,
took 25 to 30 seconds.
Because he's swishing it around like it's mouthwash, and then he looks off in his face like he's thinking about how it tastes, and then he just glunk. And he goes, "Yeah, this is pretty good. Let me get a glass." Me and the bartender look at each other, going, "What the fuck?" And goes and gets him the glass, and he comes back. Bartender goes, "What do you want?" I said, "Blood and honey." And the guy goes, "Wow, can I try some of that too?"
Yeah.
Bartender shook his head, went down, got my pint, and I just walked off. Well, this guy kept appearing everywhere I was the entire night, like beside me.
You should have rolled pink on him.
He became my nemesis. I should have. I should have just started shooting video when I knew.
You should have cut him.
Because he wanted something dark.
You could have cut his fucking throat, man.
He asked for something dark.
Got a beer for you.
And he got a Brooklyn Lager, which is yellow.
That's funny.
And he swished it around in his mouth.
Did he have...
He was wearing a Brooklyn hat, but he's never had...
Did he have any frow with him? Or was he just rolling solo?
I
guarantee
don't know.
He's never been to Brooklyn before.
I bet he had neither in.
I think he just either. Described the guy from that Pretty Fly for a White Guy video.
Except an updated version.
Right.
How the hell do you know about that video?
Did he have a big-ass beard?
I have TV.
But half the other videos I ask you about in music, you have no clue about.
I don't know.
Wait, but what you, separated him from
certain shit
what, from hipster douche?
You have a, wait, you have a TV?
From a hipster douche wow. than just yeah. regular douche because
but you live
the
in
Brooklyn's
cave.
Hat, they I understand
give electricity
the hipster
in the
tie.
In the cave?
Hold on.
I understand the hipster tie, but that's more of a regular douche than hipster douche, the Brooklyn Nets hat. So what was the separation between hipster douche and...
Skinny jeans.
Whoa, was there skinny jeans involved?
The jacket, the gold chain.
Yeah, but... Man, I don't know. A lot of people... Oh, the gold chain I can
That's
see.
Urban douchebag.
Thick gold chain.
Did he have a big beard?
I don't think yes. he said he was a hipster douchebag. I think he said the place was filled with hipsters and this douchebag.
Oh, I thought you said it was a hipster wannabe douchebag.
No, he was a douchebag. He
I don't know. We'll rewind the tape and we'll listen later.
Douchebag.
Douchebag. I don't remember. This guy was my nemesis, and I really wanted to kill him.
You should have asked him to go to the nudie joint afterwards.
It turns out he owns Lola's.
No, you're
no,
just
I'm just
bullshit.
Kidding.
Oh, by the way, speaking Whoa. Of that, I
Shit
heard
just got real.
I heard in this past week that somebody was shot at Bucks.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, I heard yes. that. It was like
What's
2 weeks
ago. What's up
with ago.
That? What's up with that? Did you already discuss this?
Well, don't go to Bucks anymore.
There's also a shooting at Vice.
Don't go there anymore.
What's up?
It's
with
the only
that?
Place to go.
Well, yeah, I guess since Texas Cabaret's gone now, right?
Well, the guy was a dumbass because he's fighting with some other guys in the parking lot. He gets a gun. The cops show up. They see him with a gun. He turns the gun on the cops, who then shoot him, hit him. Well, the guy jumps in his car and drives off.
After he's shot.
After he is shot.
Wait, this is the Suge Knight story. No,
and kidding. Then they get him later when he's down at JPS trying to get... The bullet
right.
wound taken care of.
Red Pants Matt Thomas, who has a podcast of his own, has a question. He wants to know, was he shot with Buck at Bucks?
That's a good question.
Buckshot at Bucks?
I think Buck, who likes to fuck, shot him with Buck
at Bucks.
Did
when he saw...
In the butt?
And then after that, he saw a buck what? Run across the highway trying to get to the ATM to grab a few bucks.
God. Wow, that's a long way to go on that one.
Dustin, what did you do this weekend?
I just said I went to.
You went to see the burning hotels.
What else did you do? That's all you did.
Did Tim go with you?
Yeah, Tim and Whitney went.
How many complaints did we get about his drunkness the other night?
None, really. Everybody thought it was funny because we all started trailing off.
Seth and I went and drank our sorrows away.
It was funny.
Yeah.
I went, to my grandparents' anniversary party. What else you
did you?
What was your grandma wearing?
I got a question for you.
I don't remember, but I have pictures.
Did you ever see your grandma, your grammy kind of do like this on grandpa's leg, and then they... And they kind of disappeared. And where's Grammy and Peppa?
Yeah, why aren't they here?
Nope.
30 minutes.
Never happened.
Mineral wells.
They don't procreate. Weatherford.
Oh, sorry, Weatherford.
I think old people do it a lot. From what I've read,
probably do because nothing will do anything. You don't have to pull out anymore.
Yeah,
and just blow it wherever.
I'm pretty sure there's old people porn you can look up if you're into that.
You're pretty sure?
I'm pretty sure.
You're the red tube king over there.
This show sucks.
It does. So I'm thinking about sobering up for a while. Should I do it?
No.
Wait till I get back from San Antonio.
You're trying to get this
then I'll
the
do
body.
It with you.
That's this weekend.
Yeah, I know. So
what am I
going to
do this weekend? When are y'all going down to San Antonio?
It's Friday.
Where are you staying at? Let's tell everybody where you're staying at.
Man, I don't remember.
Room number 321.
Y'all tried to do that in New Orleans. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when we called you?
Yep.
Tried to figure out what your room was to get people to go down there and jack with you?
Yep. So
why are you going to San Antonio?
Just to get away. For a little bit.
Are you going to go to the Alamo?
Swim on the river?
Yeah, we're going to go to the Alamo.
Are you really?
No, man. Do I look like the type of person that would go to the Alamo?
Yes.
Give me a come and take it flag and post it right
Remember
there.
Remember the Alamo!
Yeah.
You going to go see if it's got a basement?
We're actually going down there because one of my favorite Italian food restaurants is down there, and we're going to go.
Which one's that one?
Eat it.
It's called the Alamo?
No.
You know there's good Italian food around here.
Yeah.
Which
there
one?
There is, but it's...
Is it on the Riverwalk?
Not on the Riverwalk. No, it is on the Riverwalk.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's weird that you have an Italian food restaurant that's that good that's surrounded by so many good Mexican food restaurants.
And sewage.
And sewage.
A river of sewage.
And I'm going to try to go to the marketplace, Market Square, and get some good stuff to sell on eBay.
Will you do me a favor?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going down with Brittany. Is it just you and Brittany?
Just us two.
Just y'all two.
Right.
We all, using your iPhones, reenact
the Alamo,
the final scene of Logan, or of, is it Logan's Run? No.
Yeah, that's it.
Logan's Run?
With the two dudes and they're trapped in the thing at the end.
The video game where the kid's running around with the video game? Yeah.
Never mind, I'm talking about something
else. We'll try to do something like that.
Hey, well, you guys are gone. Can I watch your kids?
Sure.
Awesome.
All of them.
Sweet. He'll take them to a show because Richard has a show this weekend.
Well, if you don't want to, if they're cutting up and you don't want to deal with them, you can just
I'll lotion them after the bath.
Because the QT,
be nothing weird.
The QT is a safe zone. We've gone over that in the show.
Yes, I saw that.
You can drop them off.
The yellow
off there.
Sign.
Yeah. So if they're giving you problems,
just drop them off.
Yeah, just drop them off.
QT.
Wow.
You know what's funny? Brittany's son and my daughter both really like his CD because Brittany's been jamming it and stuff. I don't know if that's a good thing.
I remember, she posted something about her son liking the CD. That was pretty cool. That was pretty cool.
And my daughter, too.
That got kind of made my week.
Have you ever thought about getting into children's songs? Music?
That's where the money's at. The Wiggles? Dude, those guys are like the richest people in Australia.
Can you imagine this
guy? Are they from Australia or New Zealand? It's all the same, right?
Yeah.
They all eat prawns.
This guy is a Wiggle?
Yeah, it'd be awesome. No! Imagine the show is the Wiggles. Us! With Richard.
Yes!
Mm.
See, this is genius thinking.
Wow. Everybody jump. Dun, dun, dun,
no,
da,
because
da.
Apparently our names are very easy to...
Rolling down the sand dunes, rolling down the sand
I got pulled over this weekend in Texas.
Where at?
That's not good.
I got pulled over in Childress.
Childress,
I know
Texas.
Where that place be.
Did you just go ahead and put your butt to the window?
I'm pretty sure the cop was 16 years old.
Probably.
Also, he pulled me over for going 4 miles over the speed limit. 4 fucking miles over the speed limit.
Did you get a ticket?
No. He gave me a warning ticket, though, which means if I get pulled over a certain amount of time, I get another ticket.
My tour bus stalled there, and we had to wait for a part for 7 hours, man.
In Childress, that's a terrible place.
Is that when you're in Pantera?
There's a Walmart and
a McDonald's and a Subway gas station.
Is that when you were in Pantera?
No, it was Santa Fe Tour Lines.
Oh.
I was going to New Mexico.
Pantera?
Pantera.
Pantera. You never heard of Pantera before?
No. Pantera.
They're a Pantera cover band.
Do they have big penis?
They do have penis. They're not very big, though.
Did he take your weed from you?
He did not take my weed from me.
Did he search you for weed?
Did he search
you? No, he didn't even. And the funny thing is he pulled me over, and I take pills, you know? Come on, you guys take pills too. We're old men.
What?
So he pulls me over. I've got all these pills just sitting on my passenger seat, just a plethora of fucking pills.
Well, none of them
were
opiates.
He just looks at him. He's like, hey, man, you know why I pulled you over? And I'm like,
for pills.
I'm not really sure. Speeding, maybe?
Could it be my 75 opiates that I have sitting around here?
he's like, well, how fast are you going? I'm like, 79. He's like, well, what's the speed limit? I'm like, 75.
Is that how he talked?
That's how he talked, man.
Like Roger Rabbit.
Like fucking yeah. Like, I'm not kidding. He looked like he was 16 years old.
And he talked like Roger Rabbit.
And his head would gyrate when he talked. He'd be like, yeah, I'm real excited about pulling you over right now. It was crazy.
I think he was looking for some lovin', is why he pulled over.
If he asked, he would have gotten it.
It's small town.
Yeah, you just raped an old small town cop.
Small town justice. You know what? I'm going to give you a warning. But first, you're going to have to take care of this.
Mm-hmm. Doing this the whole time?
I would have taken care of him. Why not?
How long was the stop?
He stopped me for about 15 minutes.
How many stupid questions did he ask? Like, did he ask you where you were coming from and all
he
that crap?
He asked me where I was going, where I was coming from, yeah. I said I was going. I got a show coming up this weekend. He's like, tonight.
Why?
I'm like, he's like,
that's
tonight?
That's the best way to get your stuff searched right there. You pretty much damn near came close to give probable cause just by saying I have a show down in DFW.
Well, that's what I had thought after I said it, too.
That's
I
when
was
he started
like, oh,
rubbing
great. Now I'm a musician. Now he's going to think I've got crack in the car or something.
That's when he started
know?
Doing this. Well, let's see what we can do about this.
Didn't even ask about it. Didn't even.
Yeah, couldn't. But you don't really look like a crackhead.
Well, I kind
of. No.
More like a cokehead?
Yeah. Or a pill popper.
Or a pill popper.
Anyway,
yeah.
Let's do a Wiggles band.
I just like to party, man.
I'm down for a Wiggles band.
We would have to totally change our identities because we couldn't have anything related to this show.
You'll make so much more money if you do kid stuff.
I would do kids stuff. I would love to do kids stuff.
Now, the whole you not being allowed within 500 yards of a
12-year-old and
of,
under
of a school,
yeah,
might pose
we
a
could
problem
never
to the
play
beginning.
A school.
Of
I don't
career.
Have to perform live.
True.
Yeah.
True.
That's fine.
Except for when you do the Wiggles on Ice tour, we need another name besides Wiggles.
I'll just hire a bunch of midgets.
We just
because they come
the best,
to you.
We just the Wiggles on Ice. We just lost our best opportunity to do our first photo shoot. And DVD. We could have done a full DVD.
Well, it's going to snow tonight.
Are we going to talk about the much to do about nothing, though?
Go ahead. Let's do it.
Okay. It's hard to explain this to people that aren't from here, but nothing on our news stations or locals, any local broadcasting stations was anything but all death and morbid terrors coming to Dallas-Fort Worth in the form of ice tornadoes. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And this went on for since Wednesday of last week they were doing it.
We're all going to die.
But
stock up on your food.
Get your AKs.
Get your batteries.
This is all because of Obama. And this is why Seth's not even here, because of the fear factory in work. And I pulled out to go get some stuff to nurse a hangover at probably 10 o'clock on Monday. Drove right up to the gas station, got me some coffee, got me some Gatorade, and, you know, whatever, some greasy food, and went right back. Barely noticed it.
I guess it worked, though, because you did wind up buying an AK.
Yeah, I did buy an AK, so.
Ice is coming. Stock up on .223 ammo.
Yeah. Get ready for the ice zombies. They're on the way.
He calls me yesterday all pissed off because he's blowing by cops at 40 miles an hour on ice
roads. I was flipping out. I was flipping the fuck out. There were cops driving 10 miles an hour in a 45, dude. I was losing my fucking mind.
Yeah, you're like, am I supposed to go by it? Or am I, what do I do here?
I eventually just got so pissed. I was just right by the cop. And the cop wasn't going to, I knew he wasn't going to come after me because he was driving like a little fucking bitch.
Is that here locally?
Yeah.
What aggravates me is like I get up for work and I'm like, hey, I'm going to take the back roads. I'm not going to take the highway just because I don't know what the highways do and their sand truck's been out. So I take the back roads. And then you have some asshole that is doing 5 miles an hour. Mm. And instead of choosing a lane, they're right in between both lanes. So can't pass them.
Nope.
And then start flashing your lights at them, being a complete asshole, going, get out of the way. And they're in some little bitty, you know, Honda Civic that they're scared to drive on ice.
Right.
And
I just thank God that I don't have a weapon in my fucking car. You know what I mean?
I am never going to put a weapon in my car.
I feel like I'll be in jail. Like, my AK take less will than
never
a week.
Be. For those that want to mug them, truck. That would be Matt and Richard saying that. You can carjack them at any intersection in the.
If you want to carjack me, I guess. Yeah, I guess that's so. What you want to do. You can have it. Can I get my House Harkonnen CD out of there? Please.
I just want to listen to this.
Oh, man. It was a big much to do about nothing, though. Did
I think tonight's a big much to do about nothing.
I haven't watched anything but the Wiggles all day.
School shouldn't have been closed today.
Well, I told you I didn't go to work today or yesterday.
You going to go tomorrow?
Surely I am, right? They're not going to waive it tomorrow.
What are you looking at?
I'm pretty sure the brunt of the new Isomageddon 4000. What's going on here?
He's giving me head right now.
Richard is giving Dustin a beach.
Now you're getting too close. Right now. You're hitting my hand.
Poke your nose on it. That's crazy, man.
I'll post pics later.
Okay. Do it. Get the big camera.
I hope you got a photo of that, did you?
No. Yes. No? Something.
No.
I took a mental
picture. If you didn't get a picture of that, you're the faggot.
I took a mental photo.
That's what I did.
You watched it. Yeah, I hope you got a USB port in the back of your head.
I'll draw it up.
Becky wants video. She also says, Richard, you could make a lot of money doing butt stuff.
Yeah. I wouldn't. If I can make my, if I could get by and pay my bills taking it up the ass, I'm fine.
You could do that. Totally.
That works.
Why haven't, well, if that's the case, why don't you do it?
Where do you get started?
Man, Craigslist.
No.
For
I don't want AIDS.
Well, you're going to contract something if you do that for your
See,
form
that's
of
the thing.
Living.
I don't know. I want some sort of contractual agreement. I want tests done before every film.
So basically, you want a high dollar one,
yeah,
like
yeah.
out in Vegas and stuff.
Yeah, my asshole's really nice and tight.
No, it's not. I've seen it.
That's true.
It's all over the internet.
Yeah.
But I would shave it for the right price.
So gross.
All right, so we got so a bunch gross. Of I got a bunch of messages this week because we asked for bands to contact us if they're playing shows.
Oh, and
let us know.
We skipped right over the ISD thing.
What did we skip over?
We didn't.
We talked about it.
Oh, you you talked about the show?
He's talking about when the school closings and stuff.
For which part? 35 Denton on March 14th?
Yes.
Yeah?
Did you talk about it?
No, I just said they're going to be playing.
Then don't talk back to me.
Oh.
I have my killer gloves on.
Well, we're going to have James in next week and... Is it next week? Yeah.
Awesome.
Vanderbeek?
And the rest of his band.
You think Franco. He'll be mad if Spectacle. I call him Jim?
Try it. He's in the chat room asking. Can we call you Jim, James? James, Jim? Jimmy?
Jamathan.
That's a cool name. I'm going to name my son that.
Jamathan. Jamathan. It's close.
I was actually taking a piss tonight, and I was like, you know, I might name, if I ever had a son, I might name him Lincoln. Can I do that? Or is that too...
People call
Lincoln?
Him Park.
Yeah, like Lincoln.
Continental.
Continental's cool, man. Those are nice colors.
Lincoln's cool.
But the
you
first
know
time...
Call, his boys are going to call him Link.
Yeah, so, I
Link.
Know. That's what I'm saying.
Or...
Yo, Link.
Zelda. Some kid's going to come over and go, hey, Lincoln Park, and you're going to lose your shit.
I'm going to kill someone.
You're gonna
I'm
kill
gonna kill
kid.
Someone
because you're gonna be one step closer to the edge, and then you're gonna break.
Yeah. All right, so
womp, womp.
James goes, yes, you can. We can call him Jimmy Jimerson.
Jimmy Jimerson.
Jimmy Jimerson. Hashtag Jimmy Jimerson.
Jamathan.
So Thursday night, our friends in the Confounded and Mr. Red Pants in the chat room is playing a show at the Grotto. And it's with, it's called, the event is called the Wondercrust Movie Club. And it's a monthly event where you watch a shitty movie and then a shitty band plays with it.
That's run by Tony Diaz, correct?
Yes, it is.
Like they play during the movie or
after
the movie?
After.
Okay.
And they're watching a Japanese movie or a Chinese movie. It's a Chinese movie called Super Inframan.
Oh, I've heard of this.
So, and they're going to eat Chinese food and then...
So this will be the first time that the movie's actually better than the band. Yes. For sure.
Probably.
Kidding.
Wait for him to come back.
No, we play after, he says. He corrected us.
Then on Friday night, the band that was supposed to be with us tonight, Mountain of Smoke, is at Red Blood with Idre, Baring Teeth, and 10-Foot Beast.
Red Blood. Do you remember playing there?
Mm-hmm. I actually didn't know it was still open until
I did
a month or two ago. I thought they closed down for a little bit. And then,
I heard about them when some of the bands that we had in had mentioned them. I was like, well, they're still around? Red Blood Club's still
freaking
there.
Red Blood Club.
Is it still at the same place?
Yeah. With that crazy entrance that was
long. Is Hip Hop Row still right across the street?
Nope.
Hmm.
There's nothing really over there anymore, I don't think. It's all restaurants.
You know, I haven't been to Deep Elm since the Dillinger show. I need to make a trip down there. See some bands.
I saw Dillinger once, and their bass player was my favorite part.
Yeah, he's good. He likes to rock.
He was wearing Daisy Dukes and combat boots.
He likes to rock. Did you see that they started playing, Killer Be Killed started playing?
Shows?
That? Yeah. They're playing festivals right now, and there's footage of them playing, and there's also, they've done a bunch of interviews post-show and stuff. Sounds like it's going really well.
Imagine that rider.
Good Lord.
Those guys. And then Epic Rubber Gloves. You've got this asshole sitting over here.
Eric's playing at Rubber Gloves?
Eric's playing
Have
at
you
Rubber
played
Gloves.
You Rubber Gloves yet?
Huh?
Have you played Rubber Gloves
I've
yet?
Never, I don't even know where it is.
You will enjoy yourself.
I know it's in Denton, but I don't. Denton.
Rubber Gloves, and this, everybody thinks I'm joking when I say this, is one of my favorite local venues.
So you'll be
it
there.
It is. I like it.
Well, I'm going to be in San Antonio with my AK, so I probably won't be there.
Then you'd have to drive with your AK, which we already decided isn't going to happen.
I might hit the White Rabbit. Are they still around down in San Antonio?
Isn't that like a prostitution?
I don't know if it is or not.
Oh, that's the Bunny Ranch.
So let's talk about this flyer, because it's you guys, Mink Coats, and Criminal Birds.
Yes.
And I finally got to see the flyer.
It's fantastic. I did not put that together, but I'm very proud of it.
Come look at this. It's a woman with weird nipples, a hairy crotch, and a praying mantis coming out of her vagina.
I'll give you a real high five, buddy.
Who did this?
I can't pinpoint it down, but it was posted and sent to me by Taylor from Criminal Birds.
And Criminal Birds is in white splooge across the top.
Right, but what gets me is their bassist, really nice dude. What gets me about this
is Jesus.
That the head on that woman looks just like him.
The cat thing?
The head.
Whatever that is?
That's his face, I feel like. And I mean that in the most genuine, kindest way. It's just, there's a striking similarity between his face and that one.
So what all were the pills that you had on the side of the highway?
I want to know who drew this and why. Oh, I get it.
Because I'd like some.
The milk is shooting out of her nips and creating chemical birds. It's not spooge. It's milk.
Criminal. Yes.
Criminal Birds. We're going to get those guys on here sometime. A few months or a few weeks or something.
I was going to see if they wanted to come out tonight. But
entertaining.
You should have.
Thunderstorm. Well, I wasn't sure if that band was coming or not, you know.
And it is supposed to get bad again tonight. So, you know, you've always got to keep weather at the top of your mind.
I'm so happy you're working tonight.
More thunder sleet is coming.
Did you hear the thunder sleet the other night?
I did.
It was awesome,
it was
wasn't
cool.
It? I was like,
I didn't hear it. I slept right through that shit.
It was snowing outside and inside of my house.
Oh, shit!
Just kidding. Just kidding. We don't condone that kind of stuff.
Right.
That's terrible. And then we have another show on Friday night that's tempting. It's Redefine. They're doing a music video shoot.
I saw this.
With Little Sisters of the Poor, New Magnetic North, and In Memory of Man. What time are y'all playing?
We're opening that night.
Oh, so there is...
a shot.
A shot. What time is opening? 9?
Yeah.
Is Redefine doing 9 theirs o'clock. At midnight?
They're doing theirs at 11.
But I mean, if I could come meet you guys there after the show. Or if you guys come out to that show, we can all go together. It's a, you know...
because it's Rubber Gloves to Curtain Club is what the travel would be.
I'm down, man.
That'd be like 40 minutes.
You could probably, at most.
Yeah, we could probably
do that. That's like, ass.
That's most.
You guys have to start at 9, though.
Yeah.
And you can only play a 15-minute set.
Who's booking that's Rubber fine. Gloves now? I'm Who'd you kidding. Book it with?
I booked it with Taylor from Criminal Birds.
Oh. I was going to say, maybe you could talk some people up there and say, hey, I want to go on a little bit, 30 minutes early.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure I could talk to...
You're going to have anyone out there to watch y'all.
Yeah, just I know.
And then if you want to go to Curtain Club again on Saturday night, you could see Night Gallery.
Night Gallery? Okay, yeah. Okay.
Crazy weekend.
There's a lot of music getting played.
I'm just really upset. Like, I would never go to that show with the 10-foot beast because I would be really disappointed that there wasn't a 10-foot beast.
Like the 12-foot ninja?
Why would you do show? That? Why would you fucking do that to me?
No 12-foot ninja?
There is none.
There is no 12-foot ninja There's at none. The 12-foot ninja shows.
Hmm. That's the problem. You know what I mean?
To live...
like, if it was really necessary, I could get a fucking bow and kill somebody at a show. But nobody could just come up and appear like a 10-foot... or a 12-foot ninja or a 10-foot beast.
So if we started a band called the 10-foot cock, you would be disappointed when you came out and saw and his 10-centimeter cock.
Right. On stage. I would be really fucking mad.
Did he disclose what pills he had No, he still has the dash? Because
I think he took them all. He was scared when the trooper pulled him over.
Today he took them all or what?
Yeah.
All right, let's do some emails.
Email schmemails.
Emails. This one...
we're really rolling dry the whole show.
We're rolling dry. I can just throw in... I can find something.
Do something. I'm getting sweaty because of it.
Are you?
I'm getting sweaty because it's hot. I feel like here. I'm inside of my grandma's pussy right now.
Turn off some of those heaters.
So dry in here.
Oh, my God. We're going to roll some of this. Let's see. What's the good
Put some ISD
one?
On. Let's do emails over ISD.
Well, we need chill stuff to...
okay. That's Let's chill. Go here. Makes me feel like I'm about to get decapitated.
Some of this will destroy you.
There you go.
That tunnel blanket down. Going down.
You know, it's funny talking about being decapitated and stuff. Do you know there's a place over in Bedford, like right off one of the main? What's the main street?
Who brought up decapitation?
I did.
Oh,
Bedford Euless Road. What is it that goes all the way down to 121? Is it Bedford Euless Road?
Trinity Boulevard.
It's close
Bedford
to there.
English Road, yeah.
But there's this big-ass sign near the street that says ISIS Dance Studio
yes.
and Boutique.
Well, you know, the theater in the middle of the Stockyards is the ISIS Theater.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it still... boy, I bet you they get some complaints now.
I got a story
That's
about...
that's not
put it in here.
What the God bled cheat on?
It's not in here, but there was a story that said... the government's going to start cracking down if you praise or say anything good about ISIS on social media. They will arrest you. And I'm like,
what about the band?
But ISIS is so awesome.
How am I supposed to support the band?
One of my favorite bands, too.
I know, one of the coolest bands around.
Like, this would be the worst time for them to get back together because my dad, I'd be like, hey, what are y'all doing tomorrow night? Oh, man, me and Dustin go check out ISIS. And my dad'd be like, get on the ground! Get on the ground now!
As you're cleaning your AK, you say that? Yeah. We're going to see ISIS.
Yeah.
Hey, like, real quick, what caliber is your AK?
Mine?
If it's a 22, we can't be friends.
No, I do have a semi-auto 22.
But what's your AK?
I don't know.
You don't
I haven't
know?
Shot it yet.
Oh, okay.
He knows I didn't really buy an AK this weekend for the Ice Mageddon.
I don't know. I did buy 223M over Ice Mageddon, though.
It's 223M.
No, they don't make an AK with 223. All right.
It's 223B.
So this email is directed to you, Matt.
Oh, great.
From Bigfoot.
What'd I do? Oh, it's Bigfoot is cool.
Matt, happy Tuesday.
Oh, Dustin, happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, Matt.
Richard, happy Tuesday.
Matt, happy Tuesday.
Eric, happy Tuesday.
Matt, go fuck yourself.
Would you like to tell
Brittany,
Bigfoot,
happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Bigfoot, happy Tuesday.
Dustin,
Red
happy
Pants,
Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Just shut down here.
Hey, Bigfoot,
I've got to leave in a little bit, guys. Okay.
Eric,
hey.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you, buddy.
So your New York questions were kind of iffy, but you missed the most important question. You should have asked Tim if he had ever dumped a body in the Hudson River. Oh, well. You
None
can
of
ask
us said
him.
That?
No. You can ask him if he ever comes back on. No need to ask Richard, a.k.a. Henry the Archer, because we all know that he did, or we all know what he did when he was there.
What the fuck?
Yes.
What
yes!
the fuck just happened?
We did it! We did it!
Wait, we all know what I did. What did I do?
We Weird. Did it.
The music gods have spoken.
I should have been paying attention.
We did it. Seth's not here. Seth, happy Tuesday.
We made it through the rain.
Dustin, don't say my real name. I did enjoy the Night Court theme song. Later, my brothers near the horse Bigfoot. Sent from behind a tree somewhere.
Bigfoot, you are very much loved.
So we have another one from Jeff.
Why don't you pod that down a little bit?
Is this the Lord? Is this the
no,
Lord?
No, this is our friend Jeff from Austin.
Oh.
Oh, dear. Don't tell him I'm going to San Antonio.
Are they called Austintonians?
Yep.
Some people are.
They are.
They are?
All right, so let's set the record straight. We all know how you guys feel about Mastodon, Dillinger Escape Plan, and Faith No More, but what about other metal bands? I'm going to include a list, and I'd like a one-word reply on what you boys think of them. Ready?
You know, it's... Wait, before we get into it, yeah, I do want to do this, but some other people were... I was talking with some other people about our show, and they said the same thing. They said that we gravitate and stick on the main three, Mastodon, Dillinger Escape Plan, and Winger. And they want us to...
You want me to start bringing up all my Nine Inch Nails history? And
yeah,
everything?
But...
The best metal bands
the thing.
In the world. I don't know if you guys have ever worked in a loading dock, but they're used to hold... equipment onto pallets.
All right.
So I understand what Jeff is saying.
So he wants a one-word reply to these bands.
Yes.
Should we let these two play?
Sure.
I want to play right. very badly.
One-word reply. First up, Kid Rock.
I'll let you respond to that.
Fucking stiffs.
Suck.
Okay. So I didn't know it was going to be
one
shtick.
Word.
I didn't
Trash.
Know.
Trash.
It's not. One word.
I rebut mine. Trash.
Kid Rock? Jeez.
I just don't know why that's being...
Antiquated.
How is that in the metal fucking...
Mine's antiquated.
My one word is ball with a ball, a bang a dang, diggy 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 dung, be dumb bond, a boogie diggy.
I don't think
but
that's
not a
that's
metal
band.
Can you
metal
spell
band.
That?
That's
right.
You
Richard's
that.
Right. That's not a metal band.
And I don't think I can think of as Kid Rock has a new album coming up soon, so
Please
maybe
no.
that's what's on there.
So why? We're going to have
about,
him on every single Chevy commercial and, for another 5 years.
What's Great. Weird is there's some old stuff in here, like next one, Limp Bizkit.
Well, I can't say
also
antiquated
not a metal
again.
Band.
Limp Dick.
I can't say antiquated again, but... Cheese, man.
Cheese?
That's it.
Spare. Disturbed.
Next. Never. Richard?
Ugh.
Richard?
Disturbed?
Yeah.
Disturbed.
Oh, wow. See, no real metal... Jeff's... This is shtick. Because no real metalhead would listen to Disturbed.
But we're getting to
or
them.
Olympus.
Five Finger Death Punch.
Yeah. Man, I don't know enough. Fun.
I don't know enough about them, but from what I've heard, meh.
Stupid.
I'm sure they got songs about war in Iraq. I think that's what I heard.
Hellstorm.
Someone told me they have a... No.
Great name. That's two words. I took Eric's word.
Okay, yeah.
I had to make two.
There you go. You have mine.
Thank
don't
you.
Know enough.
You're welcome.
Marilyn Manson.
Yes.
Love.
Epic.
Great. Soil.
Yeah. Yeah.
Underwear.
Dirt.
Meh.
What? Meh. They had their time.
Job for a Cowboy.
Not enough to know what Yeehaw? To say about it.
Don't know.
Long.
crazy. Yeah. In one of our orgy.
Ah.
He's making a comeback.
Techno?
Tell me how they are.
That's what I was going to say. Cover.
That's a word, by the way.
Yeah, cover.
That's how they got
best
there.
Best song. Cover.
Cover. Machine Head.
Nah, yeah. Machine Head. I think I've done more meh, yeah. And
yeah.
Bush.
Meh.
Don't say Bush.
That's about to say Bush.
Buck Cherry.
This is not a fucking metal list.
What is
okay?
this?
One
they
good record.
Are considered.
Can I say more than one word?
They're considered rock, whatever.
One record.
One record.
What? Jeez, how do you say it?
What?
They had one decent record.
Shit.
That first album was
garbage.
Decent.
I've never liked them, ever.
Jesse Died Today.
It's a band name, too, isn't it?
Cocaine.
Rob Zombie.
Shtick.
I have to agree with that one.
Movies.
Super Beast. Done. That song's awesome. Slipknot.
Yeah. Maggots.
Circus.
Early.
Iowa. Asking Alexandria.
Can I call a timeout?
Yeah.
On the Slipknot thing?
Uh-huh.
Have you listened to the whole last record they've done?
Yeah, once through. It didn't grab me like...
I didn't listen to it. After a few of my friends
Volume
did, they became gay, so I...
I thought it was close to iOS. Like, it was close to Iowa.
You know, Volume 3.
The closest thing
great.
They've done that was as cool as Iowa since then was this record, I thought.
But I loved Volume 3.
Volume 3 is good.
All right, Asking Alexandria.
Never heard.
Teen.
Asking Who They Are.
For Sex.
Tight Pants. Not Red Pants. Tight Pants.
Are they a... Bob, Bob, Bang?
Yep.
Bob, Bob, Bang.
Yeah, they're post-hardcore.
Yeah. Bob, Bob, Bang.
They're friends with...
Bring Me the Horizon and all those guys?
Memphis May Fire.
Did you... Do you...
Fort Worth. Memphis May Fire.
Well, I thought they're from other regions and they claim Fort Worth.
They claim Fort Worth as their own.
Did you... Have you seen that video that's going around, the way to play your guitar?
Yes.
That's awesome.
15 different ways to play it.
Yeah.
And the last one, for now, or so he says, In Flames.
Yeah, In Flames good. You know who got me into that was you. I wasn't really an In Flames guy until I went out to Granada and saw them, and they rocked balls.
Colony is what got me.
Really good.
That was a good band. And you know In Flames?
Approved.
They're a little cock-rocky.
I like.
They can be cock-rocky, but they seem to have real good attitudes, too. Like, every time I've seen a red... Remember when the dude was talking on stage, the singer?
Yes.
Like, he was having fun, and he was really positive and stuff, and it seems like every time I've read an interview or seen an interview with any of the guys in Flames, it's always, good, yeah, light music and big tit nipple. Like, oh, yeah, those guys are cool.
That's all I can think of for now. Also, what do you guys think for the lineup of South by So What this year?
So What?
Don't later, Jeff from Austin.
Jeff from Austin, you'd have to be able to read in order to know that list.
What? Huh?
Jeff.
I can't read, Dustin.
What did Jeff do to you, man?
There was no way I would.
We've
know
talked
that
about
list.
The South by So What lineup. We've talked about going.
Oh, I'm actually going with Chris on day two.
Yeah, I think we're all going on day two. We're gonna get to see Memphis May Fire, Motionless and White, Attila. Who else is in there? There's a shit. There's like 200 bands playing this thing.
I gotta tell y'all a crazy dream I had about Chris and Shelby last night.
Crown the Empire.
I
want to
hear this. I really
do. It was
do.
Crazy.
Yeah, let's break this down.
But I'm really curious.
Not on air. Not on air.
I'm really curious.
No.
Wait. Can we? I'm really curious. What are your guys? If you had to pick one, and this is very hard.
Kill?
No. What is your personal and obviously. This is off the fucking gun right now.
Would you have sex with Chris or Shelby?
Chris. Who who is your favorite metal band?
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
You're going to do that to
us? That just fucking happened.
But like ever?
Metal?
No. It doesn't
right
matter.
Now?
Obviously, any human being's going to realize you're under the gun. You just got to throw something out there. It's obviously can't be your all-time favorite because you like certain bands for certain things, and even though they're in the same genre.
Where do we put industrial?
If you had to pick
I wouldn't think industrial would be in it.
Okay, listen. You're in hell for eternity. You only have one.
He's talking about metal.
Does industrial metal count, or is it too electronic?
Too electronic. Okay. It's got to be metal, hair metal counts. Hair metal counts.
Man, I don't know where to begin.
One band, you're in hell for eternity. Satan says, pick one fucking CD. It's got to be metal. What is it going to be?
Why's the devil got to be in metal?
Because that's how he is. That's what he is.
He's a metalhead?
Done. Yeah. I've got it. Slaughter. Stick it to you.
There you go. Mine's enough's enough.
Up all night. Sleep all day. Go!
I think every time Eric's here, we sing that song.
Fly.
Pretty much.
Fly to the angels.
Wow. Look at the time.
Yes, look at the time. I got to be going here shortly.
Should I not open this?
No, you can go ahead and open it. We're good.
I kind of like Walls of Jericho.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Of Jericho's band?
Walls of Jericho. With the chick singer?
Oh, no. I thought that was Jericho.
No.
Yeah, I know who Walls of Jericho.
Yeah, who's they're Jericho? Sort of, they're post-hardcore.
Does Tool count?
No.
Because that's what you kind of want to listen to.
Yeah.
Because it's just, if I'm in hell,
you're in hell.
You gotta go with Slayer.
What about Metallica?
Right?
Well, no, Slayer, it's gonna get old. It's gonna get old.
Yeah!
It's got metal in it.
Hey, did you see the pictures?
Because you know you've got to fly.
So Dustin's is Slaughter.
Yes.
Mine's Slaughter's enough.
Winger?
What is yours?
Winger?
Metallica, man. It's got metal in it.
Lamb of God.
Have to.
I think Metallica could have been a good band if they had a drummer.
Yeah, it wasn't a big douchebag.
All right, next email. Let's read it. Read it with that underneath.
Poison would be mine.
Hey,
Scorpion.
I used to like Poison. I'm not gonna lie. And you know, I read something the other day that said that Bret Michaels' hair is like, that's not his hair. He wears a wig.
Yep,
I'm not surprised.
I never knew that.
Oh, dude's had so much work done. It's ridiculous.
Becky said crew. If my little rock band plays a live show, I'm seriously considering
a wig.
A week?
So I can sling it.
Do it.
Is that gay?
Alright, let's do some...
If you play bass on it, if you play bass and you play live with us and stuff and everything...
I need a lighter right now.
Will you allow me to do that?
Yes.
Will you do it too?
What, wear a wig?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Hey, speaking of that, that reminds me of something. Do you think...
I want extensions.
After the show conversation, but do you think that Matt would do... what I was talking about offering to Seth, video wise.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, we'll do it.
That would be cool.
Did you just ask if I would approve?
I already got approval.
Yeah, you can off Seth at any time you want.
Yes.
Kidding, Seth. I love you, and we know you're listening.
All right, so
my penis is on Seth's chair.
50 Shades of Grey. Y'all tired of hearing about it yet?
Yes.
Yes.
Probably one.
Wait, it's time for news. Wait, what's the news intro? We haven't done any intros with our mouths lately.
Awesome, dude.
News. News. Now it's time for the news. News. Now it's time. It's time for the news. News. Let's get to the news. News.
Would you like to see my news?
Perfect. We will cut that out, and that will be our next intro for news from now on. So, 50 Shades of Grey, are we tired of it yet?
Yes.
No.
From day one.
I'm getting off.
Whatever I heard they were going to make a movie is when I got tired of it.
No pun intended. I'm listening to my friends who have gone with their wives and girlfriends to see it and listening to what they say about it. And now I'm interested.
I love
it fucking sucks.
I didn't even want to go see it. I didn't have any desire at all to see it. Brittany didn't even hit me up to go see it.
I love how everybody that went and read the books are like, this sucks.
Of course it does.
This fucking thing sucks.
All I'm saying is there have been like 10 people that I've gotten in phone or conversations with and stuff, and they're like, they're talking about it stuff, and they're like, well, now I kind of want to go see it.
Well, when I left the theater, because I saw it this week with Brittany and...
On drugs or not?
Two 50-year-old women were behind us, 50-year-old women, and they said, that was fucking bullshit. Right.
Well, I think from what I've heard,
fucking bullshit.
Here's what I've heard.
My money back. Yeah, it's I want my
like,
money back.
It's just from what I've heard. I know nothing about the book series or anything, but I know there's three books.
Yes.
So, like any trilogy, the first movie is always just going to be a bunch of setup, just like The Lord of the Rings, just like Star Wars, just like any kind of trilogy. So, a lot of people are pissed off that there was so much setup.
And how long, like in the, if I go see this movie, how long until we see Katniss?
I thought you did the other day.
I didn't go see it. I didn't see it.
I thought you were down that was the
I was going to take off, but we couldn't
not go to Fred's and get drunk with me after our jammage.
No,
because you had to go see 50 Shades of Grey.
That was a joke that night. No, I had to come home and mow the lawn that night.
50 Shades of Grey.
Really good idea.
So anyway, this woman, the only woman that seems to have liked this movie, got caught masturbating in the movie theater while watching 50 Shades of Grey.
There is not enough time to masturbate unless she comes in like a half a second.
All right, stop it down for a second.
She was in Mexico.
This made the news?
Yes.
Because it was 50 Shades of Grey. Every single movie I bet that's come out in the last 20 years, someone's masturbated in.
Including The Little Mermaid and Beauty
including
and
all that. I guarantee you, every movie, there's someone rubbing one out.
I've only jerked off to one movie.
Wow. You asked. Richard, Mike.
I've only jerked off to one movie, Schindler's and it was the beginning of the original Total Recall. With the
chick. Titties?
No, or was it six the titties? Chick at the very beginning with Van Damme. And
Total
the dude.
Recall? Wait, whoa.
No,
whoa,
no.
Whoa,
it's Total
whoa,
Recall.
Whoa.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Come on, man.
No, dude. Van Damme.
Is he in it?
No.
Total Recall.
Van Damme was not
the
in Total Recall.
The main character is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
And I said Negger. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
IMDb, bro. IMDb.
You need to figure out your movie. Are you thinking about Bloodsport?
No. Total Recall.
No, Total Recall was
We will Google it right now.
Total Recall.
Do you have a phone?
You know everything about the
Arnold. Wait. I'm not talking about Total Recall. Something Soldier?
Universal Soldier.
Universal Soldier. Is that Van Damme?
Yes, that's Van Damme.
Yeah, that. That's the movie. That's the movie.
Can we play Richard?
I jerked off to that for a very long time.
I jerked off to that. I jerked off to that. I jerked off to that.
All right. So, did y'all watch the Oscars?
Wait, are we done with the...
We're done with
Masturbating Woman. Oh, wait. 50 Shades of Grey. I was going to say something while we were on 50 Shades of Grey. I think it's very important.
Okay, hurry. We got to move through this.
We're moving through, man.
Go.
We should make a movie called 50 Shades of Gay, and it will be 50 men with different shaded cocks.
Oh.
That's my idea.
Okay. Will it be in black and white?
No. Well, it could be.
How do we find grayscale cocks?
That's a good idea. Huh?
How do we find grayscale cocks?
That's everybody. If it's black and white, like Matt said, it would be perfect.
Yeah.
Photoshop that. I don't do stuff in black and white.
Final Cut.
I only do...
Listen, I'll do the research. I'll take a look at a bunch of cocks.
Selective color.
I'll look at a bunch of cocks over the next few weeks, and I'll come together with a scale.
Nice. All right. Next story. Did you watch the Oscars?
That was the night I was raging.
Oh, yeah.
And
have you seen...
I did see...
Against the Machine.
They had it on at the bar, so every once in a while it would come on with the sound because someone forgot to fill up with...
The jukebox?
With Florida Georgia Line. And
or Slaughter.
Or Slaughter, Winger. Or Winger. Or any of those Lynyrd Skynyrd. And all of a sudden you would hear some of it. So I got to see a couple of the awards.
Bro Country?
So...
Yeah, Bro Country.
Did you... First, everybody's freaking out because Joan Rivers wasn't in the... In Miranda.
I bet she is next year.
I forgot about her.
I bet she is next year.
I thought she died.
What they'll
she
do... Did. Well, here's how they make up for that stuff, though. They'll do something next year...
Yeah.
And it'll just be her little thing. And that's what they'll say they were going to do all along.
Like her body stuffed with sticks so she stands up and everything?
Yeah. They'll do like a lifetime achievement of her. Okay, right. So Birdman won Best Picture.
Hologram. Haven't seen it yet.
Might be one of my top 10 movies of all time.
Seriously? Because I see it and I'm always like about to rent it on Vudu and I'm like, Birdman, what the fuck is Birdman?
Dude, it took me forever to watch it and I finally watched it and I was like, holy shit, this is badass.
It's good? Tonight. Birdman.
You know why I haven't seen it yet? Because that motherfucker that used to play for the Denver Nuggets and then played for the Heat, it's all tatted up.
And then the rapper.
Crazy hair and the rapper and all that. No, he's not a rapper, is he?
He's a producer.
Oh, is he? I know his roommate got busted for child porn, but anyway, he makes me sick of the name Birdman, and so every time I think of that, I know that's a dumb reason not to watch a movie, but
it's a good movie. I don't know if it should have been Best Picture, but it's in my top 10 probably.
I really like it. Michael Keaton's best movie?
Well, besides Batman, of course.
What about Gung Ho?
Have you seen the video
of him?
What
about Night Shift?
Have you seen the video of him putting the note, acceptance note in his pocket?
What about Beetlejuice?
Because he didn't get nominated, or he didn't get voted.
What about Beetlejuice?
Or whatever it was.
Was it better than Beetlejuice? If I say it one more time, we're fucked.
Say
it
one
more
time. Beetlejuice?
Huh, I don't know. Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
All right, remember a few weeks ago we talked about a guy, a drunken guy that kept banging a mailbox?
My uncle?
Having sex with it. He got in trouble, police came and got him, whatever.
Right.
He was a 45-year-old dude. He kept sticking his dick in into a post office mailbox at a shopping center.
It's a good idea.
But he's dead.
Oh, no. His life turned for the worse. God. What happened?
He was sentenced to a rehab program.
Please don't say he offed himself because of this.
Because he kept rubbing his dick against the post office. Or the mailbox, and scream in the air, wow, yeah, wow, because he was drunk. Yeah, they think the death was drug-related. Lots of pills.
Why do people hate on people just having a good time?
Why can't you just bang a mailbox?
It doesn't make any sense. It's not like you can get fucking pregnant. You know
what
I mean?
Exactly.
It's the safest way to have sex, right?
Mm-hmm. It kind of is.
And the Postal Service enjoys the lubrication.
Do they?
Well, that's dumb.
No, that band really does like lubrication.
Okay.
U.S. Postal Service?
How do you think...
Are they the postman or the Postal Service?
The Postal Service.
Yeah.
How do you think strip clubs work up in Alaska? Think about it.
How do I think they work?
Yeah.
I would imagine that...
What would make the perfect strip club in Alaska?
In an igloo, of course.
How about on a ship? A boat.
That's not Alaska. They're in the ocean.
Can you fish?
Well, they go around the bay.
Morning, ladies!
Can they fish? That's a legitimate question.
They have little ice holes.
Is there fishing allowed? Yeah.
Well, I guess technically they were chumming the water with this strip club because they recently had to shut down because they were dumping feces. When you would go use the bathroom or the toilet, it would dump straight into
the ocean. That's the only reason it got shut down? Out of all the things that a strip club's on a boat in the middle of Alaska could get shut down for, it got shut down for the crap, the porta potty,
yes.
The shitter's full.
The one cop in Alaska.
The shitter's full.
That's exactly what the article says. They were doing it Eddie Griswold style, just dumping it out in the bay. But this,
didn't a band do that?
The strip
and got
club
in trouble.
I think so.
It was Crash into me, baby. It was him.
Dave Matthews?
I think. I'm pretty sure.
Dave Matthews doesn't even have an anus, dude. Mm-mm. He's like,
can you
Kim
look
Jong
that up
Il
real quick, man? I'm pretty sure it was Dave Matthews' band got busted for unloading a bunch of poo in a river in Chicago or something.
I think you're right. I remember this. Yeah.
I think we did the
they
story.
They dumped their butt. Yeah. And it made Will mad. That's why he quit the show. Because he's a Dave Matthews fan.
And became a hazmat.
Will's
team.
A Dave Matthews fan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's such a good guy. Why would
Dave Matthews
that?
And that cat from American Idol.
That's so weird.
The what's his name? That did the Queen?
The Queen guy.
What's that guy's name?
Okay. Bart Starr?
Bart Starr? What the hell?
First name Bart
Starr? the old Dallas Cowboy quarterback? What are you talking about?
That's the first thing that came to mind.
Bart Starr.
Adam Lambert.
You're talking about... Oh, yeah.
Matt. Bart Starr.
You just confused my dad, dude.
Tony Dorsett.
Danny White. Gary Hugaboom.
All right, so this 94-foot strip club was called the Wild Alaskan, and it was known for serving fish tacos. Zing.
That is a zing.
Smoked brats and hamburgers.
Brats.
Brats.
Brats. And yeah, they were shut down because they were dumping feces into the ocean.
Did they have any pictures
or
anything
their
of the
feces?
Boat?
How could they prove that it was their
feces?
Does
it look like a freaking like an old fishing boat, or is it like a?
It looks like a houseboat.
Legit.
It's like a legit crabbing ship.
So it's not like the Porky's boat? Or was it Porky's?
They put a trailer on it.
Porky's 2, right?
Come look, because this trailer fits perfectly into this crabbing boat.
It looks like a houseboat. It looks like a motorhome.
Shoved it up in there.
It does. Looks like a double wide, floating double wide.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, so do y'all want super huge Star Wars spoiler news? Or
no.
Do you want me to save it?
Save it.
Episode 7?
Save it, because I have no idea what you're talking about. And
I just looked up your article.
What was it?
It is in Chicago. Dave Matthews' tour bus driving on Chicago Bridge dumped 80 to 100 gallons of liquid human waste.
There's our new producer right there.
It was 80 to 100 gallons?
Gallons of liquid human waste.
How do they produce that?
On dozens of people taking a riverboat tour.
Because they were going to get sued.
Right. Yeah, because all those people got sick.
$70,000.
What a shitty day.
That's it? $70,000? I'd fucking take
his
life.
I'd be pissed.
Morning, ladies.
Anybody that listens to them listens to shit anyway, so.
Did he go? Yeah.
Do you think Crash was playing?
What'd you say?
Slow motion.
If I shit on you now.
What would you say?
I'm dumping my feces on you. I don't understand why shit's raining from the sky.
I think it was like not even discreet. Like it was totally obvious and everything. There was the guy didn't try to hide it or anything.
Uh oh.
These gloves make me so
powerful.
We're
back to Flight of the Angels.
They make me so powerful.
Why are you wearing gloves in here?
I think I'm going to do it every show. I feel so.
That's your new thing? I wear that hat over there and you wear that?
I feel like Darth Vader. Anyway, are we going to do it or not?
What?
Speaking of the Darth Vader.
What Darth Vader?
Are you going to do the spoiler or not?
I don't know.
Episode 7?
Episode 7. I mean, it's huge. And it's all rumor.
Well, let's hear it.
All right. If you don't want to hear this spoiler, I recommend turning off the podcast.
You've got 10, 9,
I'll forget
8,
it by the time it comes
7,
out. I'll
6,
it. So I'm
5,
not even going to look it up.
It's a 4, podcast. They can
3,
just hit advance 30 seconds.
1,
you
you're
don't have
fucked.
To do that.
So according to this rumor that's floating around is that in the first episode, since Harrison Ford got hurt, the Millennium Falcon crashed on him while they were shooting, they went ahead and rewrote the script to kill him off in episode 7. So Han Solo will die.
What?
Rumor.
I don't think it's true either.
It's true.
Have you seen the pictures of that
drone?
That drone that's designed as the
Millennium Falcon?
Isn't that badass?
Rad.
I think it's true because Harrison Ford is so fucking old now that either they have to kill him off or he's going to be like 102 in the next episode.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I don't think it's going to happen though. Hey, speaking of drones... Have you heard about all these drones that are popping up like in all these like crazy places like the Eiffel Tower and stuff in Paris and like over the capital of like our country? Like, and they don't know if it's tied to terrorism or not. Dude, what did they think was going to happen when they said it was okay to fly them anywhere?
It's not okay to fly them. The law that came down in the U.S. is really bad. It's
like
hardcore.
It's
super strict.
And the other thing is,
but
it's
for
not,
commercial purposes.
See,
if you want to fly one for commercial purposes and within
and this is
gonna restricted
be,
airspace.
This is going to be the most awesome job in the world because it's real easy to take a drone out of the sky. It's called birdshot shotgun. How fun of a job
that would
be too,
the greatest
man.
Job in the world.
You get to pull up. Oh, I see it. Bam.
Fuck this music thing.
Yeah.
Let's go
fucking
we should
shoot
start a
drones
company,
down.
Dude.
We're drone hunters.
Yeah.
Drone hunters.
We get like
Discovery.
Like Demon Hunter has that patch right. And everything. We'd have our own
season
little
season premiere.
Like,
drone
hunters.
God, we'd make millions.
And then we start a band
on TLC.
Drone hunters.
Make sure to cut that on the podcast.
Yeah, cut that right out. Kill everybody that's listening on Mixlr.
It's copyrighted because we just talked about it through the podcast.
Perfect.
So. Copyright 2015 Jerry Joseph Massacre.
Yep.
So. I nearly bought a drone last week.
Don't, because I have a badass one that the guys are trying to sell at my job.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
my
it is
job?
Awesome. It, like,
how much they sell it for?
They're working it on their phone and stuff, and they'll hit a button, and it'll just hover. It'll just sit there and not do anything.
I don't want one that works on my phone, though.
Well, they have the controller, too.
Oh, okay.
But they do all the cool stuff with the phone.
Will it carry a DSLR on it?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. That's... It's like this big. I don't know if it'll hold a SLR.
It should. It's that big.
I'll
the Phantom's
ask the guys.
Small.
I'll ask the dudes.
All right.
But it's badass. Like, we've played with it at the... I've wanted them to go outside and take it out on the race field. and because it has a camera on it.
Oh yeah,
and
let's talk about this because yeah, I nearly bought one last week.
It's awesome,
and I'm glad I didn't because it's windy all
week.
It
does auto correction. Like if you go bump it, it'll go.
One I'm looking at, you can go over and try to pull it down, and it will correct. And
yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It'll do. You can go bump it like you. That. You can bump it up against it, and it'll go. And get right back straight and sit there.
Yeah.
Does what?
It's got to have GPS in it. It's got to have home base recall in it. You know,
we'll can get you have sex later. With it?
It's going to hurt if you try that. Probably. But you could.
Cut up a little bit. But.
All right. So you were a fan of Guitar Hero.
Yeah, I liked it.
I heard about this.
I like.
Were you ever a fan of Guitar Hero?
Absolutely not.
Rock Band was a little more
because I sucked the fuck out of Guitar Hero.
I did too.
Well, you can't play guitar anyway. So.
I know that.
He plays one chord.
Really, really. I know.
Guitar Hero's making a comeback.
Red.
Dude.
Green.
I sold my guitar for Guitar Hero for $7 at that shitty electric store over there. Don't tell me that I should have held on to it and it's worth like $75 now or something.
You should have
like
held
that.
On to it. It's worth $75 now or something.
No, they're
like
bringing
that.
It. They're bringing. They're actually redoing the game.
It just went up to
95. So there'll be a new version. And Rock Band is probably going to come back for the next-gen consoles. They released some DLC a couple of weeks ago. The first DLC in 21 months that's official.
For Rock Band?
For Rock Band.
Do you know what it was?
There was some...
It was a Avenged Sevenfold song and a Foo Fighters song and something else.
There was some pretty intense Rock Band sessions going on over here.
We got brutal.
Yeah.
We got brutal here. We got brutal on the river trips. We got brutal.
Oh, with the
Seth got brutal on the river trip on a bench.
I can't play Rock Band with anybody because everybody gets fucking mad at me for fucking everything up.
Hello, you and I should be on a team. Then, I won't get mad at you at all.
We would just usually like
what
that,
the fuck, dude.
We would
what
usually put
fuck?
It on free mode.
Stubbs, you're on like level -1, like 2 miles an hour.
You know, I haven't played
you have
in a
one
while.
Thing to hit.
I haven't played in a while. I should go in there, and the first thing I should do is play like
the Mastodon song,
the Dillinger song.
I thought the Mastodon song was the hardest.
That would be cool if you didn't have to work.
It would be cool. Speaking of which, let's get the fuck out of here. Last story. Batman Arkham Knight. You know the Batman series that's out? Those Arkham games? The new one's going to have an M rating. And everybody's freaking out like, why has it got an
that's
M?
That's cool. Did you stick with Gotham at all?
We're like 6 episodes in, and too much other stuff came up, like Blacklist. And
is Ben Affleck really going to be Batman?
Yeah. Batman versus Superman.
Question. This is not on the news. I wanted to talk to you guys about it, though, real quick, unless you want to be done.
No, go for it.
Did you guys see... What was the... Was it the terrorist attack down in Africa that I told you that I felt really bad after...
Yeah, let's save this for the end of the show when no one's listening.
Okay, you want to
the mall? No, the mall attack.
Threat? Yeah, well,
Nightmare
was it Westgate?
Nightmare in the mall at the Westgate Mall in Nairobi.
Okay, the same terrorist group now has come out and said that they're gonna try to attack the Mall of America's. Like they're calling for all these other malls to get attacked. I don't know if you saw this on the news or not. So it got me thinking. In this day and age, right now, I'm talking to you, Dustin.
Mm-hmm.
If they came in and said that there was some kind of weird threat that was from the people that did that down in Africa up here at Northeast Mall, and you wanted to go pick something up, would it cross your mind at all?
Bring your gun, baby. That's it.
That's where I'm going
no,
with
it
this.
Probably would cross my mind, but if they attacked a Texas mall...
That's exactly where I'm going with
do
this.
Do you know what's going
to
happen?
Do you almost... I mean, I hate to sound really
do you
bad,
almost want it to happen?
I almost want it to happen in Texas... Just so all hell gets broken loose.
Because, A, you're going to have all law enforcement around there, which they're going to be under-armed. And that's when they're going to call
on... Well, under-armed.
They're going to call on civil militia to come in. And you have all these open carry guys that are like, let's go.
I'm running down the street.
I got mine. And here's you and AR. Here's you and AR. Here's you and AK. Here's you and M1. Here's you and M4.
I'm coming over here. I'm calling my friends from work, and I'm going to load up with y'all. We're going to go down there, dude.
We'll go empty out my gun safe. And let's go.
That's the thing that's so funny about that threat is I don't think that the person that made it, the terrorist group that made it, has thought out what they're talking about doing. Like, it's different. You can maybe pull that off down in Africa somewhere.
Or New Jersey. You can pull it off in New Jersey.
But, well, I don't know if you could even do it there, man. Trust me. The guns that are hidden
there.
You
know what? They could probably pull off the attack. It's the what's going to happen, the aftermath.
There was 0%
like,
chance.
Once they take over the mall
and
they get it, it's the aftermath of when everybody comes. Because walking into a mall in the States, like Nairobi, mm-hmm. we were patted down when we went in that Westgate Mall. We were rubbed down. They checked us for weapons. There were metal detectors and uh-huh. wands and security guards. Like I told you guys, there were militia walking around there, or the Kenyan military walking around with AK-47s.
But the difference is, though, like, it lasts. How long do you think it would last here? I bet it wouldn't be. Oh. I bet it'd be over in 20 minutes if it happened here.
Yeah, because once they did their initial attack and got in there, everybody surrounding would be like, all right, let's go, and just shut it down. It wouldn't be 20 minutes. It'd be
but
a
they don't
few
care
hours,
about
but
that.
It would not be 7-8 days.
But they don't care about that, dude. What they care about in the aftermath is then anytime one of us wants to go to the fucking mall, we have to get a pat down and walk through a metal detector.
No, I think they're only concerned with killing people that are not Muslims. That's their main thing. Their fear factor, the whole terrorism is fear factor stuff. The smart ones are like that, but the ones that they got recruited now are about one thing and one thing only, and that's killing people, killing innocent people. It's all they want to do. I don't think that's the thing about Muslims that's why I guess we're getting to another place. But that's what makes me mad about what's happened to the Muslim faith is there's all these thugs right now, like world every scum of the earth in the world right now that has nothing to lose right now comes out of prison, decides they're going to be a terrorist, and is moving to Syria. So it's sad. But getting back to what we were saying, I don't think it would last 20 minutes, man. In Texas,
I think it'd last a couple hours.
Okay,
because you get the cops in there, they would have to think, and we gotta do this tactically right. And then you'd mm-hmm. have everybody else standing around going,
"Stockyards,
let's go in."
How long does it last at the stockyards?
There's a lot of guns in the stockyards.
How long do you think it lasts
on a day to day basis? There's a lot of guns in the stockyards. See, Northeast Mall, there's not a lot of guns. Security doesn't really carry guns. I think like 2 or 3. So you've got that issue, like. There's not many guns there. You go downtown, like we're going to take over Sundance, mm-hmm. there's guns all over that downtown, so.
I think they're making a mistake. I think they're going to wake a sleeping giant is what's going to happen.
I think it's a conspiracy ISIS, anyway.
ISIS and that group, I can't remember their name, they're linked to Al-Qaeda. They're going to wake a sleeping giant pretty soon. And if they do it in Texas, it's
so do you feel bad now after watching the documentary and making fun of it and you and Seth just pissing all over it while I was trying to share a deep story?
Very.
In
very.
Like episode what?
I watched that.
Five.
What is this documentary you're talking of?
It's called Terror in the Mall, right?
Yeah, or Mall
Murder
Terror.
In the Mall or
is it on Netflix?
It's on. It was HBO, right?
It was on HBO. I think you can get it HBO Go or I think it is on Netflix.
I was very ashamed when I saw that. When I saw that, I was like, wow. For the first time ever, I've said a lot of dumb shit on this show, but for the first time ever, I was like legitimately ashamed that I treated the subject in the manner that I did. And I'd like to take this time to apologize too. I really feel bad about it. Like, I thought about that. Remember, I texted you that night. I was like, oh my gosh, I just watched it and I'm an asshole.
But the family I know over there said it's Terror at the Mall. And it's an HBO documentary, so you can get it on HBO Go.
That was definitely not one of the proudest JJTM moments.
Everybody I know over in Kenya said you couldn't come now because of those comments. So,
do they listen? Because I am sorry. I apologize.
Yes.
Now everybody's going to be like, what show was that?
All right, so I got to get out of here. Yep. We got to get out of here. We're wrapping this one up now.
Yep.
We're killing this right now. Ooh, wow.
Snow falling?
No, not yet. Interesting messages. But I'm going to play you a song that I love. And I stopped listening to it, but I've started listening to it again because I love this song.
Okay.
It's Converge.
Good band.
When Sadness Comes Home.
See, there's a metal band, Jeff.
I do want to say one more thing.
Start the song back over?
Yes, and I will start the song back over. We are part of a
syndicate.
We are part of a syndicate.
What's that syndicate called?
Of the speakeasy variety.
Speakeasy.
Our syndicate includes, I'm trying to remember how Becky says it, and I can't remember, because I have the drop that played forever. But anyway, go listen to our friends.
Yeah.
Who are they? The Ned Files.
Ned Files.
Pot About Nothing.
D&DUI.
Funky Town. And Whiskey Boy.
Atypical podcast.
Our other buddies that aren't part of the syndicate, which I'm trying to get in, or been trying to get in, or else we're going to make something else with them. Atypical. Off Radar. And... Of
Great
course.
Robotuners.
Robotuners, insignificant audio occurrences.
That's all right.
Not even the name of it anymore.
I got a question then. You brought up another topic. Now, now we got to talk about this. I thought that thing was done. I hadn't heard anything about it.
I've sent more messages. We don't know where it's at.
What? Robotuners?
So why are we promoting something that might be done?
Let's I just want
say,
to promote
hey,
our
listen to
friends.
Our boys.
Listen to our boys.
Let's don't promote the shitty thing that the shitty person
Rebecca
started.
Says we should syndicate persuasion. I like Podcocky of Funness.
Yeah, that's good. Let's just call it that for now on the Podcocky of Funness.
A face full of Podcocky?
Yeah.
An earload of Podcocky?
There
you
go.
Hey, can we end this show by somebody shoving their dick real deep in my mouth?
Right, let's do that. And we'll do it while listening to Converge. Sadness Comes Home. Later.
Perfect.